The Guardian.
So we're in the back of a central security truck after being severely beaten and herded into a sort of holding pen in downtown Cairo. They then transferred us onto the truck and a few more beatings, and we're now being driven out to the desert. And the police have been incredibly violent with all of us in the truck, and we're herded in here. There must be between 30 and 40 people in a very confined space.
More
than 40, you think?
No, yeah. This car, maybe 60 people or something, and then another cars will get more.
So in this truck, we're now thinking somewhere around 50, maybe even 60 people, more than I thought. Every now and again, the police truck stops and a state security officer bellows in, demanding that Noor comes out. And Noor is the son of Ayman Noor, a prominent opposition leader who actually ran against Mubarak for the presidency in 2005. Because he is something of a political celebrity and is feted by Washington and various other international capitals, the son of Ayman Noor is obviously considered a valuable asset, and they've received instructions to release him because they don't want to encourage more press coverage over the fact that he's been taken away. However, to his credit, Noor has stayed put, even though they repeatedly demanded that he come out and be released. He stayed put with the rest of us and is, like the rest of us, being carried out now into the desert, where God knows what awaits us. So several times the police have stopped the truck and asked for you to be released, and you've, to your credit, refused. Why is that?
Because it's either I leave with everyone else or I stay with everyone else. It's cowardice if I left. You know, it's not smart. It's not whatever. I don't know. I guess that's the way I was raised. That's all I can say.
The truck is spinning around corners, throwing us side by side, and people are drenched in sweat and they're falling all over. It's completely pitch black in here. We just have the lights of the orange street lamps outside shining through the very thick grates, and they're illuminating people with blood on their faces, bruises all over them. Some people are curled up in the corner praying. Others are desperately trying to use their cell phones. All of us, including me, had our cell phones removed, but some people obviously had more than one, and that got missed by the police. But most of the phones aren't working, and there's a desperate struggle for the ones that are, for people to phone loved ones and tell them that they're being taken away. People are playing a constant guessing game as to exactly where we are. We think we were by the airport about half an hour ago and heading out into the desert. It's now the landscape's become very monotonous, so we can't really tell. People are suggesting that there could be a number of outcomes. They could be taking us away to torture and question us over the burning of a police truck, which is what was going on when I was grabbed by state security. I was just about 20 meters from it, and they stormed unexpectedly and took everybody around it. Or they may have had orders to release us, in which case the standard thing for the police to do is to take us right out dozens of miles into the desert, extort us for all the money we're worth, and then leave us by the side of the road with no phones, no money, and several dozen miles outside of the city. So we're waiting to see what's happening, and despite the fact that we've all been arrested and beaten, there's still a huge amount of excitement over what we've seen today in the protests in Tahrir. So we'll see how this plays out.
These people give us treatment like we're not Egyptian, or like we the enemy of them.
The truck has swerved to a stop, and everybody has been sent flying, smashing against the metal. You're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
We stopped.
I have so much headache.
You'll be okay. Better turn the recorder off unless they find it.
My wife will slip so much.
You'll be okay. I'll contact your wife once we get out.
Yes, thank you so much for it.
People are banging on the we've come to a stop, and people were banging again and again on the walls to protest, and the truck is now doing quick spurts forward and stopping to throw us all around, and people are saying now we will definitely get beaten again.
What do you think will happen to us?
I have no idea. At the beginning I was hoping that they were going to drop us off in the middle of the desert, because that's what they sometimes do, they arrest people and then they drop them off in the middle of the desert. But now that apparently we are parked in front of the state security forces center in the middle of the desert, which is even more concerning, because not only is it state security forces headquarters, but it's in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And it's behind, you know, the big wall and closed doors and everything.
When they took me in,
yeah,
they pulled me from my pants,
yeah,
from my pull,
yeah,
and from my head.
Yeah.
They kept on smacking me in order for me to move. I told them, I'm moving with you.
Yeah.
Another officer saw me. He told me, you motherfucker. And he had a big stick. He hit me with it on the head. He smashed me right on the head. The other guys told him, yeah, way to go. Beat the motherfucker up.
And
they seem to have...
It's very strange. They're very, very vulgar.
And you are?
When they were putting us into this van, when I told him that my ID is still in there, he told me, your ID is still in there, and I told him my mobile too. He told me, good, you're going to die over there. Good, go without him. I really felt this kick in my head. I kept on standing. I took a big rock in my face.
Yeah.
My eye is bleeding. Of course, you can't see it in the dark. My eye was bleeding.
I can still see. I can see a little bit through the green.
Yeah.
Still blood on your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Your eyes really frozen.
There are several injured, there are very, very sick people in the truck, and they're currently locked for this. One of them is in a sugar coma, insulin coma, and the other sugar coma, like a diabetes coma.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the other one is bleeding severely from his eye.
His forehead is bleeding from his forehead.
No, one guy's bleeding from his eye, another is bleeding,
the one is bleeding from the eye, and he's the one is bleeding from the forehead. There's another guy having some heart issue.
So we're now sitting outside the central security headquarters in the middle of the desert. Sorry, the state security headquarters in the middle of the desert. And we've been stationary here for the best part of an hour. And the riot police outside keep banging on the truck to intimidate us. But apparently the key, it has been taken from them and is currently with the relatives of the protesters. Is that right? So people are now trying to break through the lock so that we can get out. There's a lot of confusion. Nobody quite knows what's awaiting us outside, but it seems as if the police that took us here aren't anywhere to be seen. The relatives of Nord, who is the son of the prominent dissident Ayman Nord, they're actually outside. And they appear to be trying to break us out. It's all very confusing. And we still have several injured people in here losing blood. People are banging and screaming to be let out. There is a young man who has completely collapsed, but he seems to be struggling for breath, and it actually looks very serious. He's looking desperately ill. He's collapsed on the bench. People are around him trying to give him air. They're taking off his shirt in an attempt to make sure that he can breathe okay. And meanwhile, people on the other side of the truck are screaming out the windows, saying, we have an injured person, a dying person in here. We need help. And yet still we're locked inside and nothing is happening. So we've had one person who's fainted and one person who's got collapsed from diabetes. And he's in a coma. He's going into it, and we're still trapped inside. They're screaming now, a man is dying, a man is dying, and the door has been forced open, and there was a surge forward to get out of the door, but now people are holding back so that the man who is suffering desperately from a diabetes coma can get through. But the police are at the door, they're not letting people out, in fact they're beating people. The door is open, people are being pulled out by police, beaten. Someone next to me is collapsing from the heat and bleeding. Meanwhile, the whole truck is being rocked and shaken. It's completely disorientating and very confusing and incredibly intimidating. The whole truck is swaying from side to side. People are screaming outside. It's very unclear what the situation is. And now suddenly, the police seem to have fallen back and we're charging out of the truck. The man who's fallen into the diabetes coma has been carried out. And now we are all now following. There's a push and a crush to go through this incredibly narrow one-man doorway.
Push me!
We are physically forcing our way out. We're physically forcing our way out. So we burst out of the truck, past the police lines. Camila, Jackson, the guardian.
He's safe. Okay.
So we're outside the truck where we burst out past the police defences, and people have run out into the street, and the few who have well-connected relatives who are here are going off in cars. There is a man on the floor here.
He's really injured.
He's severely injured.
Saying about that he was injured in his forehead and on his eyes. He's almost dead. His blood pressure is kind of low.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.